From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships kick off Monday, but Rafael Nadal, who was last year's men's champion, will not be playing. He dropped out of the tournament today, saying he does not feel 100% to play because of tendonitis in both of his knees. Well, joining us from Wimbledon is Howard Fendrich. He's a tennis writer with the Associated Press. Mr. Fendrich, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Rafael Nadal waited to play two exhibition matches, one today, one yesterday, before making this decision. When you got a chance to actually watch him play, how did he look?
He looked okay today. There were no obvious signs of pain. He ran around the court as well as he normally does. But he said when he spoke this evening at the All England Club that he's out there thinking about his knees rather than thinking about playing the points, and that's just no way to try to win a championship.
So he may look like he's playing at 100%, but he's saying he doesn't feel like he's playing at 100%.
That's right. He did lose the match, although it was only an exhibition, but he says that it's just too bothersome and he needs to take a break.
And he actually lost both matches. This isn't the first time that Nadal has had knee problems. How severe is this injury?
You're right. He's had knee problems in the past. He started taping his knees for matches a little while ago. He did not have the knees taped today. He says that doctors tell him that it's not going to be a problem for his career going forward. He said he wonders whether maybe he's taken on too heavy a calendar and has been playing too much. One isn't afforded a chance to rest much when one keeps winning, as he does. So he says he's going to rethink his calendar and try to get some more rest.
For many people, it would be hard to imagine Wimbledon without Rafael Nadal. So if he is indeed out, who else should we be looking to?
Well, the first name, of course, is Roger Federer, the man who won five Wimbledon championships in a row and came within a match of making that six in a row last year before losing to Nadal in the final, 9-7 in the fifth set, nearly 5 hours. They played until darkness. It was the longest championship match here ever, which says a lot at a place like Wimbledon where they've been playing since the 1800s. Federer certainly probably was going to be the favorite even if Nadal entered, but now this certainly makes Federer the favorite. And the other man that will be watched, particularly by the locals, is Andy Murray, trying to become the first British man to win Wimbledon since the 1930s. He's certainly got a shot as well.
Can we turn quickly to the women before I let you go? Last year, Venus Williams beat her sister Serena Williams in the women's finals. Chance we might see a rematch there?
I don't think anyone would be surprised if there was that rematch again. The Williams sisters have dominated this tournament for the better part of a decade. Venus has won five championships since 2000. Serena has won two. They've played each other in three finals in that span. Their games are built for grass, and no matter what they've been doing during a season, they always seem to shine here.
Well, Mr. Fendrich, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Howard Fendrich is a tennis writer with the Associated Press. He joined us from the All England Club. That's where Wimbledon championships began this Monday.